This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Deborah Becker. One of the major developments in cancer treatment is a crop of new drugs that, for some, show miraculous results. But because the long-term prognosis with these new drugs is not clear, life with cancer can be an emotional roller coaster. Today, we're launching a series of reports that we're calling This Moment in Cancer. We'll be looking at treatments that doctors are excited about and where cancer research is heading. We're also talking with patients undergoing these new treatments about how they're dealing with some complicated emotions.
I went from being at the lowest of lows to sort of the highest of highs, and that's very jarring.
Lisa Geller is 43 years old and lives in Bath, Maine. She grew up in Needham. Geller's cancer journey started in 2010. After going into remission from two bouts of Hodgkin's lymphoma, she was diagnosed with endometrial cancer that spread. She exhausted her options of chemotherapy, radiation, and surgery.
My parents said that I was fading away. You know, I was telling them, you know, where I wanted to be buried and what I wanted to happen with my dog and trying to figure out how I could give them all my passcodes.
That was in May. In June, Geller's oncologist took a leap and started her on an immunotherapy drug that's FDA approved for a few types of cancer, but not Geller's. The pharmaceutical company is paying for her treatments, which Geller says would cost about $150,000 a year out of pocket. When Geller started getting the infusions, she had multiple tumors.
And about 6 weeks in, I had an exam, and the doctor said they're 30% gone. And they literally melted away. I think in September, I had a scan, and my scan came out clear.
Geller was stunned.
As soon as they told me I was okay, I wanted to go out and knock the world out. You know, I was ready to take the world on.
Geller had been meeting with Dr. Vicki Jackson, the chief of palliative care at Massachusetts General Hospital, for help navigating life with cancer. Now she sees Jackson cancer-free, and she says she often gets a reality check.
She sort of sucked the wind out of my sail a little bit, but it was a reality that was much needed for me to live with. When I get a cold, it's not just like anybody getting a cold, or I have to watch myself carefully, and I also have to anticipate ups and downs in my everyday life. So while I work, I'm a teacher, and you know, I still have to say, okay, some days I can't do things everybody else does. Vicki was really good at saying, bring it back in a little bit.
We met with Geller and Jackson at Jackson's office at MGH.
So, Vicki, how do you take the wind out of people's sails?
I'd really prefer if we sort of framed this in a somewhat different way. I would say there's nothing I'd love more than to see Lisa have really long-term response to this drug. Absolutely. Would love to see that happen. I also know, having done this work for nearly 15 years, that even when you're doing well, living with the uncertainty of what the future holds is real. And to not give voice to that actually makes it harder for people. How do we hope that this lasts for a really long time and give voice to those very natural worries? What if the medication stops working? This was such a dramatic response that it's remarkable and it's unsettling, and it makes thinking about the future, I think, really, really challenging. So Lisa and I talk about a box, sort of open the box. Let's talk about these uncertainties a little bit, those worries, give voice to them, and close the box back up. And then just think, what's the next trip you want to plan? Where do you want to go? What do I do with this time? And what does living meaningfully look like for me?
For you, Lisa, what's sort of a concrete thing that you think Vicki has really helped you with?
The thing Vicki's helped me the most with is getting back to work. The whole idea of compartmentalizing and what I could handle when I was back at work and what boundaries I needed to draw, and the idea of taking care of myself. I take on a lot. And I want to do a lot. And I think I remember you saying, now your high functioning is different. You're still very high functioning, but it's not maybe at the spot where you were before.
And I think why that feels so important is I'd never want you to feel like you'd failed in some way because you weren't functioning the way you did pre-cancer, because it's different now. But that doesn't mean that it's still not absolutely in the game and knocking it out of the park. But being able to help adjust those expectations and to be kind to yourself in the moment, because this is a new normal.
So how difficult is it to remember those low points? Because I think the natural reaction would be like, hey, okay, everything's great. I'm pretending that didn't happen because I don't want to go back there.
It's very difficult, but it's a reality. I do struggle with a little post-traumatic stress. Sometimes when I'm alone and I feel alone about something, I just think there is no one out there that understands what I've really been through. One of the things cancer patients get a lot of is, oh, you're so strong, you're so resilient, you know, you've got a lot of grit. And you just want to be like, you have no idea. To go to those dark places and be in that place is like nothing you could ever imagine. And then have a miracle. I hate being called a miracle because I feel like it places a big burden, but it's unbelievable to me what my life has become.
I think what I love in hearing, Lisa, hearing you talk about this is you have managed to so beautifully live almost with a foot in both worlds, right? In a world of knowing that there is uncertainty and that this feels like a miracle, but that you can control what you can control. And we're hoping this goes for a really long time and that we are there for you when these worries come up, because that's natural and normal. And if this treatment stops working the way it is now, we're going to figure that out too.
That's Dr. Vicki Jackson, Chief of Palliative Care at Mass General Hospital, and we also spoke with one of her patients, Lisa Geller of Maine. Geller still gets an immunotherapy infusion every 3 weeks. Our series, This Moment in Cancer, continues tomorrow on Morning Edition with a look at how immunotherapy actually works. You can find all of the stories at our website, wbur.org.